We're doing Chovat HaTalmidim. We're at the middle or bottom of page 7 in the PDF edition. Lo dai lelamed et hanarak shechov alav lishmo lekol hamchanech v'tulo. It's not enough to teach the child only that he is responsible to listening to the educator and no more. Ki lo yoil beze bilvad. It won't be enough just teaching him this. Ki lasof yiret rabo lemitnagli. Because ultimately, he says, there's no other way, but the child will view his Rebbe as someone who's his antagonist, someone who's a strange force trying to rule over him, like we mentioned before. The primary thing is to put in his heart the following knowledge, שידה שהוא the child should know that he himself, he is the primary educator. Lo katan v'naru, he's not a child, he's not a lad. Rak netzer mata Hashem b'kerem Yisraelu, but he is a plant, he is a sapling in the orchard of Israel. V'alav etil Hashem chov ze, and God gave him this responsibility, legadel v'lechanech et netzer ze, to grow and educate this sapling. Et atzmo, to educate himself, le'etz gadol, to a great tree, etz achayim, the tree of life, ve'lasoto le'eved Hashem, tzadik ve'gadol b'Torah, and to make himself into a servant of Hashem, righteous and great in Torah, ve'kevan she'dato v'rucho k'tanim, and being that his knowledge, his spirit is still small, ve'Torah arbe od lo lamad, and he hasn't yet learned much Torah, yitzro meraked b'kirbo, his desire dances within him, lachen im pachad Hashem le'neged einav, that's why if the fear of God is opposite him. Ve'yareu shelo yechta negdo, and he fears not to sin against God. Ve'lo yashchit et kerem Hashem tzvakot, and not to destroy the orchard of God of the armies. Muchachu lishmo Torah Hashem, he must hear the Torah of Hashem. V'darko, and the way of Hashem. Mipi rabo v'aviv, from his Rebbe and his father. Ben bedvarim amfurashim b'Torah v'Shulchan Aruch, be it with things that are explicit in the Torah and in the Codex and Shulchan Aruch. Ben bedvarim she'inam mefurashim, be it the things that are not explicit. So what he's saying is, being that the child is going to gain such independence at such a young age, you got to make him know that the responsibility of his growth and the responsibility of his being a good adult and growing correctly, that's all in his hands. Kama ezira Torah lishma lekol ha'av v'amchanech, kegon shal avicha v'yaget chazkinecha lo tasur v'chulu. How much had the Torah warned? How much does the Torah warn that one should listen to their father or to their educator? The Pasuk says, ask your father, he'll tell you. Ask your elder, they'll teach you. Don't turn from the way they teach you. Shma b'ni musar avicha, listen, my child, to your father's rebuke. V'asorer u'moreh la'asa shum averam foresh b'Torah. And then you have the rebellious son. He didn't do an explicit sin in the Torah, shebichtav shebel peh, the written or the oral law. U'mikol makom kol kach echmira Torah bo. And look how the Torah was stringent with him. Ipnei shaviv imo amru, because his parents say, inenu shomei bekoleinu, he's not listening to us. V'chol atzmuto lo nikra al shem ma'asav zolel v'sove. And his essence, he's not called a child who is gluttonous. Rak al shem sorer u'moreh. We name him, he is the child who is rebellious. We don't call him the gluttonous son, even though he's gluttonous as well. But the primary issue with that rebellious son is that he is rebellious. Al shem amre neged aviv umchancho, because he is rebellious against his father and his educator. V'chadome min ha'psukim. And so too, we have many psukim. We have many verses that stress this point. V'chol kam sheyachol yachpi la'av v'amlamed la'avin v'laskil tanar b'zeh. And as much as he could, the father and the educator should mention again and again to have the child understand this concept, bedat v'sechel, with knowledge, with his intellect, v'etachovah shu nosei al atzmo, and the responsibility that he takes on himself, ligadel v'lechanech ish Yisrael, to grow and educate himself to be a Jew. Etz began Hashem be'eden, a good tree in the garden of God in Eden. V'hu avam lamed, hu rak hamore asher yoreu. He, the parent or the teacher, is just the guide. If he wants, they'll teach him. Ech yechanechu et atzmo, they'll teach him how he should educate himself. Umad dibir Hashem, and what is it that God said? כמו מי שבא לשאול שאלה בענייני איסור והיתר, like a person who comes and asks a question whether something's permitted or prohibited, שהדיין הוא רק המורה אשר יראה מה כשר, that all the judge is doing is he's telling him this is kosher, this isn't kosher. He's not telling him what to do. He has to educate himself. So he's telling him, you should know, this is kosher and this isn't. אבל לעיקר העושה הוא בעל הבית בביתו, but the one who's performing the mitzvah is the person in his own home. ורק עליו האחריות שיהיה כשר, and it's his responsibility that his home be kosher, וישליך תעשו ואת הטריפה, and to remove that which is prohibited, והרבה נרוויח כשנוראו כן, and we'll accomplish a lot if we teach him this way. ראשית, firstly, כאשר יתגדל בדעה זו, when he grows with this knowledge, לא יראה את אביו ומלמדו להריץ ומושל זר שרוצה למשול עליו. He won't view his parent or the educator as some ruthless dictator, some strange ruler who's trying to rule over him. כי החוב הוא על עצמו, because the responsibility is on himself, והוא בעצמו בנוחיות שלו, in himself and his individuality, ובישותו, שהקדים להתגדל בו, and in the fact that he's so quick to grow in his self-identity, משה לא מחנך את עצמו, so he rules, he's his own educator, ולאביו ומלמדו צריך עוד להכיר טוב, and he has to really give thanks, to recognize his thanks to his father and his teacher, על אשר עוזרים הם לו, for the fact that they're helping him, ומקילים לו את עבודתו, they're making his job easier. So firstly, this knowledge helps us with the fact that he won't view the parent and the educator as a foreign ruler, as a dictator who's trying to tell him what to do. He'll recognize it's his own responsibility and they're just trying to help. עוד זאת נרוויח, furthermore we'll gain, כי גם הנערים שאינם מתרחקים מאיתנו כל כך, that even the lads that are not, don't distance themselves so much from us, ואינם מתהפכים לנו לאויבים, and they don't become our enemies, ורק שמזניחים את עבודתם, עבודת הקודש, מחמת עצלות והתרשלות בלבד, but they let go of their service, the holy service, just from laziness, גם כן יתעוררו ויתחזקו לעבוד את עבודתם. They'll also be aroused and strengthen themselves to do their service of Hashem. כי הגמרא אומרת, for the Gemara Nerevin teaches us, כידרא דבישות ולא חמים אבל לא קרירא. When you have a pot that has many partners, so it's never fully hot, it never gets fully cold. חוק הוא ברוח האדם. The rule is, when it comes to man's psychology, שכשיש לו על מי לסמוך, that when he has someone else he could rely on, מרשל הוא עצמו, he himself is lazy, he's lackadaisical, וסומך על זולתו, and he relies on the other one. וכן הנער, and so to the lad, אף אם אינו מסרב, even if he's not like the lads that are completely rebellious, מתרשל הוא, nonetheless he is lazy, בחושבו שביב ומלמדו יעשו בעדו את הכל, when he thinks, you know, my teacher, my father, they'll do everything for me, they'll teach me, וכשישכיל לדעת שהחוב עליו, and when he takes knowledge, and he takes the time to understand that it's his responsibility, ורק הוא בעצמו המדריך והמחנך, and only he alone, he is the educator, he is the guide, יתאמץ, he will strengthen himself to learn, ולא יתרשל, and he won't be lazy. So he's saying we'll gain two things when we take this approach. A, we won't be antagonists, we won't be the dictator who's telling them what to do. We'll realize, no, it's my responsibility to do what's right, and they're just helping me. If I only glean their wisdom, I'll know better what's right. And secondly, he'll do his learning, his education will be with more alacrity, because he'll know it's his own responsibility.